I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What the hell are people doing at Kids and Trick-or-Treating where Kimmy gets this question asked of her last
night? This may be a first.
So, Kimmy, for the first time since you've moved in,
yeah.
You got trick-or-treaters last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, like we in the past maybe had like two or three kids, and last night, I don't know if it was the weather or what, but all the kids were out.
But you said there was one interaction that is bothering you this morning.
Yeah, so I was standing on my porch, handing out candy, kids were coming up, and one kid, I would say he was 11, 12-ish. He reached in, and I was like, oh, take what you want. And then he pulled his hand back, and he goes, wait, is this free? And I go, like, I paused for a second, because I thought he was kidding, but I think he was asking if it was free candy, and I was shocked. Ooh. I don't know why he asked me that.
Okay.
It wasn't like we had any special candy or something. It was just, you know, your standard, like, you know, fun size Snickers, Twix, all that.
So, like, it's really cute and polite.
Yeah, it was very polite.
It's just an
odd way. But he was suspicious. Like, wait a second. Is this candy free?
Is that, like, his first ever Halloween?
No.
I don't know.
13.
And he was with a bunch of other kids.
Right.
Okay.
But he picked up on something, maybe. I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, you know, maybe, you know, the bleakness of the porch, lack of decorations. Maybe he thought maybe he needed to, like, throw you a couple of bucks to keep this thing going.
What are people making kids do for candy?
I don't want to know.
No, seriously.
Well, we just talked to one guy who makes them say trick or treat or no candy.
So danger in the commercial break.
So maybe that's what he meant.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Do I have to say something?
Danger in the commercial break, who was just on with us, said that last night there was a kid, it's a bunch of kids that came up, trick or treat. One kid didn't say trick or treat, and he stared the kid in the face
yes.
and wouldn't give him candy.
Said, what's
it was a standoff.
What's the magic word? A man in his 50s looked at a kid in a costume and said, I will give you candy if you tell me the magic word, which is a felony in 4 states.
Yes.
How much interaction do you have with the little trick or treaters when they come to your door?
None. I mean, just the candy.
You don't talk to them?
A little bit. I mean, you know. But it's real bad, and I don't really do much. Now, my wife will chat them up.
Chat them up.
Well, you're so cute, what are you, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm very base.
You're supposed to have a conversation with
them. Nah, I'm more like a vending machine. It's just going to be spit out, here you go.
Kimmy, how much interaction do you have with the trick-or-treaters when they come up?
I just say I love your costume, and then they move on. They just want the candy.
Yeah, they don't want to
talk to me.
No, they always want to talk.
The younger they are, like the cuter they are, the more I feel like I'm more talking to their parents, I guess, at that point. But no, I don't really have much interaction.
I will have a full conversation with every little one that comes up, because they want to tell you about their costume.
But the little ones do, but at a certain age, they just want the candy.
Also, don't make an assumption about what they are, because they're
going
to get very upset.
They get pissed.
See, Dad, I told you I needed the mask.
Yeah, you really are setting up parents for a bad time. No, like I last night, if you let a kid talk about their costume, they will talk forever. There's this kid we had last night, because every kid under like 7, you know, you got to get down to their level, which for you is very easy. You just stand there. And, you know, what are you? You having fun? Da, 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 da. And this kid, he's like 5.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a construction worker. And he's got the vest and he's got a saw and a hammer. And he's explaining it. Bro, this kid stood in my driveway for 5 minutes and talked my ear off. So long, in fact, that other kids were coming up behind
him.
Also,
it was a union job.
The kid described his costume and talked to me for so long.
Yeah.
There were other kids coming up the driveway, reaching around him into the bowl of candy, putting in their thing and walking.
So you kind of get stuck, though.
Well, but where am I going? I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Let the kid have their time.
I know, but the stories go nowhere.
Yeah, he's not a writer for The Tonight Show. He's 5.
And you never will be with that act, kid.
252-WCMF 252-9263. Kimmy has a trick-or-treater last night who asks her when she's handing out candy, is the candy free?
Yeah. Is this free? So suspicious.
Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, first, did this kid go to an area of the city where they have a cover charge for the cul-de-sac or something?
Cul-de-sac cover charge. One of my favorite Dead cover bands.
No cul-de-sac
second,
that I'm aware of.
So my older daughter, Iris, she's a kid. Don't ask her about her Halloween costume, because she's probably going as Donatello, and she will talk to you for the next 30 minutes about why Donatello is her favorite turtle.
Yeah, I mean, look, but it's great. I love seeing the kids light up like that. Like, nobody talks to kids for real. Like,
oh, for God.
Well, okay,
kids get
point,
so
like,
much
is,
interaction now. What? You kidding me? They got so five TV channels. They
no, I think you're
enough.
Right. This is like the one excuse. Like, how often are you talking to any of the neighborhood kids, like, having a full-on conversation?
Yeah, you're not going up to some kid Wegmans, getting down, squatting down, and be like, tell me about your day.
Well, not anymore, I think.
No, next thing you know, the cops are showing up, and you're going downtown.
Yeah, that was kind of the joke.
Yeah, it was a joke we did already, Ben.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Great call, Ben. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Don't ever talk to Ben at your door.
No, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dave. Dave says this could have been someone from another country or someone that was in a religious family that's never done this before. We have customs we think are normal, okay, but people that aren't used to them. But
that's the stupidest take.
No, the, kid,
the religion one?
No, I mean, it's possible.
So this is the week they broke their religion and decided to do it at 13.
No, maybe they were. I mean, there's religions that don't celebrate Halloween. Jehovah's Witness.
So why would he be at your door with the candy?
Well, because maybe the family left the church. I mean, do Mormons go trick-or-treating? Is that okay
no.
for them?
No.
Sure?
I know.
Yeah.
They don't?
Well, Mormons don't go and...
Jehovah's Witnesses don't go.
Yeah. I think they both don't trigger. I think it's because they think it's a pagan holiday about the devil.
Can you please Google the do Mormons trick-or-treat? Thank you.
I don't think they're allowed to eat much candy.
See, there you go. I don't think. Here we go again. Here we go again.
They can't drink soda or drink chocolate.
They can't have caffeine. But they could have like...
I don't know. They can't have a lot of pleasure. That's why they live in Utah. That's what we're not allowed to do, man. You got one lake, you don't even use it.
It doesn't seem like it's against the rules.
It's
like, okay, so it says Mormons.
Shut up! You literally just said the ban.
I'll read you what this says. It says they do it like a trunk or treat event at the church.
Okay, but they won't go door to door?
Again, it doesn't say they don't, okay, but maybe this is just more common.
Let's not make a blanket statement about a religion we know nothing about. No, you literally just said they're banned due to their religion.
Says the church has no official issue with it.
Okay, so they go trick-or-treating.
We don't know.
No, it just said the church has no official issue with it.
But they seem to do it at the church.
You don't know that.
They eat.
Well, it seems like that's the more common thing.
They get the candy out of the trunk.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.